Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is a very special week. It's a special month with United Way Perth Huron. Joining us in studio is Elizabeth Cooper with United Way Perth Huron. And on the phone lines, we've got Rob Edney, campaign co-chair with United Way Perth Huron. So we've got a full house today.
That's right. Yeah. Well, lots to talk about.
Good morning, Rob. It is great to have you on the phone line. So we've got big events happening in both Stratford and St. Mary's. Rob, let's focus on what is happening this week in St. Mary's with the campaign kickoff.
Absolutely. We have a really exciting weekend. It's always exciting when you eat pizza and do good at the same time. So we have our second annual Pizza Night in St. Mary's. And what happens here is all the pizza places in town gather together to basically serve pizza to the entire community, and our community in the inaugural year got right behind this, and every restaurant was up 25%, and of course that forced wait times into the 90-minute to 2-hour range. So this year we've been asking people to order ahead, and even though it's Thursday morning, there's still time to order ahead your pizza and have it ready for a specific time.
That is awesome.
Six participating restaurants: Pizza Hut, New Orleans Pizza, Pizza Pizza, Skippy's Pizza, our newest addition to town, Tito's, and of course Little Caesars. So all six of those places are ready and waiting for our citizens' orders. And that's our Friday night. That's just getting started.
Yeah, no kidding. And it's great to see these pizza places coming together for such a great cause, United Way Perth Huron. And saw some of the videos that you put out, Rob. You're very well dressed for getting some pizza, so don't spill any pizza on that suit.
I'm a pajama guy. I think I'm a little more presentable in the suit. So.
And speaking of which, we've got such fun happening on Saturday in St. Mary's.
We do. I am so excited about this and the enthusiasm that we've already seen from the community for this. We were looking for something where people could participate together this year, of course, because there's nothing we crave more than togetherness at this moment. So, on Saturday afternoon, right after our farmer's market at the Flats, the Milt Dunnell Field here in town, we are having a bed race. And for anyone unfamiliar with what a bed race is where you attach some wheels to your bed, and you've got a bed rider, the sleeper, and you've got one person on each post. So there's five people on each team, and you compete with the other beds that have been provided by participants. You theme it up, you run like crazy down this short path, and it's just a lot of fun. Even if you end up breaking down, it's the hilarity doesn't stop. We've got great announcers, so what we decided to do was do this upright, like as if it was the Indianapolis 500. We've got a color analyst, a local comedian, and the president of the Kinsmen, Chris Swarthout, doing the color commentary, and we have the Lincoln's own play-by-play announcer, Spencer Seymour, doing the play-by-play. So it should be a lot of fun. We have three awards. We have, of course, the overall winner of the race. We have the best theme, so I'm hoping that we get some crazy themes. The bed can be themed and costumes and all kinds of stuff, whatever it takes. And then, of course, we have a spirit award because, you know, there's always going to be that participant who works so hard to make things happen, and it doesn't quite come to fruition, but you see the spirit and you need to reward it. And, if I can say one thing about the town of St. Mary's, everyone in this town deserves a spirit award. They have been fantastic in supporting the United Way and all the initiatives that we brought to town.
Oh, that is awesome. The Great St. Mary's Bed Race is for Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Flats at Milt Dunnell Field. And it looks like a great day. It looks like a great day for that on Saturday, too.
Oh, the sun is going to be out. It's going to be a beautiful day. We've got the Sunset Diner coming down to provide some refreshments, and everyone likes Dave and the Sunset Diner. So it's just going to be great. Come on out and support the bed races and get a good laugh. And while we're at it, the best way to participate is to vote by donating, making a small donation into the corresponding jar that the bed race participant had. So there'll be jars set up where you can go and drop a loony or a toonie or a $100 bill if you care into that jar as your vote for the best themed bed.
Oh, what a great idea. And that's what's happening in St. Mary's. Let's focus on what's happening in Stratford, because tomorrow it's the big kickoff for Stratford with United Way. Perth, you're on.
That's right. It's over the lunch hour from noon to 1:30 p.m. in downtown Market Square. And we are serving up pulled pork on a bun with coleslaw and chocolate milk. And all of this is locally sourced, and all of it is being prepared by volunteers. So Sun Life Financial has gathered up a bunch of their staff to volunteer to prepare all of that at the local community food center. They're bringing it over to Market Square at noon, and tickets in advance. If you still want to get your advance ticket, it is $18, but you can also show up day of tomorrow for $20. And there's also a vegan and gluten-free option. And Angela's Gelato will be serving gelato, where $1 from every gelato will go back to the United Way. And music, I mean, you can't have a great downtown event without some music. So Dan Stacey is going to be providing fiddling music just to kind of get you in the mood.
That's right. And if the music moves her, I know Elizabeth will be dancing a jig.
I'll be dancing a jig. Yeah, I'll be doing the two-step. You come on down with me, Jamie. We'll do it together.
Absolutely. And we should mention, too, we will get the details both Friday and through Saturday on the campaign goals. Is that right?
That's right. Campaign goal will be announced for the entire Stratford and here in Perth region. So we'll have volunteers holding up our numbers. That's always exciting, too. And there'll be a small presentation with some remarks by our executive director, Ryan Erb.
All right. So much going on for both Friday and Saturday with Stratford and St. Mary's. We've got to Rob on the line. Rob, anything else you want to shout out or just get ready for the bed races?
Mention as well that within the listening area, Exeter, Wingham, Goderich, Listowel, they all have kickoffs going off this weekend. And my co-chair and wife, Leslie, and I are going to be making it out to every single one of them. We're splitting duties. We're doing some quick traveling, but I'll see you in Stratford tomorrow, and then I'm off to Exeter. My wife will be in Listowel, and we really look forward to seeing everyone.
Oh, absolutely. Rob Endy, campaign co-chair, and of course, Elizabeth Cooper with United Way Perth Huron. PerthHuron.unitedway.ca is the website for all of the details. It's going to be a big, big weekend. Rob Endy and Elizabeth Cooper, thanks so much.
Thanks. We'll see you later.
Thanks. Always good to talk with you.